credits to a four-year university. Midstate is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Tristan Krusenberry is back out there on the mound for the Raptors as, well, the Raptors down 5-1 on the scoreboard. And you know what? It's not going the Raptors' way right now. However, there's still plenty of game left. And eventually, I tell you what, eventually, this losing streak is going to end. No losing streak continues forever. And the first pitch here to Colton Roquemore misses low for ball number one. And so why not today? Why not against Traverse City? They've got a tough matchup coming up next against Madison. The Mallards come into town tomorrow at Witter Field. The 1-0 count here from Colton Roquemore has popped foul back out of play. And after hosting the Mallards tomorrow, they will head to Madison for a game Thursday and two games on Friday. A 1-1 count on the way home. It is a little high to bring the count 2-1. And so they'll have a four-game set with the Mallards. 2-1 count on the way home. It's a little outside to bring it 3-1. Colton Roquemore up at the plate now. He's the left-handed hitting first baseman for the Pit Spitters. He is 1-for-2 on the game. The 3-1 count is popped up left side of the infield and reaching towards the stands. It bounces in the concourse area and very high over there. It's going to take a couple bounces before you can go get to that one, although can't quite see who ended up picking it up. Hopefully someone. I'm sure someone picked it up. If you see a baseball next to you and you're just walking around, what are you going to do, leave it sitting there? Nah, you're going to pick it up. 3-2 count, gets a swing and a miss from Colton Roquemore. He's not able to pick that baseball up as Tristan Krusenberry has his second strikeout of the night. And it brings up Alfredo Velasquez. Velasquez, the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Pit Spitters. He drew two walks earlier in the game. Walked in the fourth and sends this one a fly ball down the left field line. Hooking foul on the run is Clayton. He's diving. Oh, man. What a play by Royce Clayton Jr. Might have had the most ground tracked in the entire Northwoods League on that one play. Oh, man. Nobody even gave him a water while he ran that marathon. Where are his helpers at? Two outs here in the top of the fifth inning, and a big one as Royce Clayton Jr. makes a deep run into foul territory in left field. It's now two away to bring up the top of the order. Aaron Piasecki, he shows bunt, but takes it for strike number one. And Aaron Piasecki, he's 1-for-3 in the game. Singled back in the fourth inning. Came around to score as well. Flew out to center field in the second and grounded out 6-3 in the first. This pitch taken low for ball number one. It's a 1-1 count. Two away in the top of the fifth inning. It's 5-1 Traverse City. Raptors looking to turn it around and make the comeback, but it's going to start with some shutdown frames. They're going to need one. Tristan Krusenberry looking to go back to what he did in the third inning. This pitch misses low to bring it 2-1. Krusenberry relieved to Jeremy Jones in the third inning. With the bases loaded and nobody out, he allowed just one of them to score on a sacrifice fly and recorded three up, three down once he came into the game. Fourth inning, though, didn't quite go his way, as this one is a high fly ball towards right field. Kobayashi a couple steps back, and he will slow down and make the catch for out number three. So three up, three down in the fifth inning. There you go, Tristan. He'll get high fives from his teammates as he heads back to the dugout. It's still 5-1 after no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
I'm a Believer was playing here in the stadium at Witter Field, and, well, we're halfway there. I'm a Believer myself. I believe that the Raptors have a chance to come back into this game, and, well, it'll be up to the offense to see if they can get to Jack Griffiths, who is already at 75 pitches entering the fifth inning, so this very well could be the last time that we see him, but he'll be taking on the 9-1-2 batters in the order, Clayton, Ruiz, and Oñate, and Clayton takes the first pitch inside for ball number one. A 1-0 count to Clayton, who is batting for the second time this game. He struck out swinging back in the second inning. A 1-0 count on the way. This one is fouled back, and the count rolls to 1-1. And Clayton, the left fielder tonight, he just made a great run out there in left field to track down a ball in foul territory for a key out. It's a 1-1 count to Clayton. A breaking ball drops in there for strike number two. It's now a 1-2 count. And Clayton, he's trying to be more selective with his pitches. That one for a strike, though, and the 1-2 count on the way. It is a breaking ball that misses high and rolls the count 2-2, and Clayton trying to stay disciplined up there. He did strike out swinging in the second, but he's been getting good contact when he is able to put the ball into play. 2-2 count on the way is fouled back to stay a 2-2 count. Noah Ruiz on deck, and that's the top of the order, so you'd love to get him up to bat with a runner on. Especially a great batter up there. He's reached twice already. 2-2 count on the way. Misses inside for ball number three. It's a full count to Clayton. And Clayton will see pitch number seven here, which means that Griffiths is getting higher and higher in his pitch count. Almost certainly not going to come back out for the sixth inning. 3-2 count. This one's hit up the middle, and Clayton picks up his first hit since his injury on a single to lead off the fifth inning. Raptors trying to make the four-run comeback. They're down 5-1 in the bottom of the fifth. And Clayton gets him started with a leadoff single. Brings up the leadoff man in the batting order, Noah Ruiz, up for his third time in the game. Ruiz, no official AB yet, but he's walked and was hit by a pitch, so he's been on twice. Has that runner on first base. And the first pitch to him is fouled back to bring the count 0-1. Well, you love what Ruiz has been able to do from the plate. I mean, he has just been really incredible for the Rafters this season, although today and yesterday has certainly struggled. 0-1 count. Clayton takes off, pitches outside, throw on down to second. It is in time. They got him. Clayton can't believe it. Stands back up and jogs back towards the dugout, but a head first slide there. It was close, but they call him out. And so that is out number one in the fifth inning. The Rafters lead off with a base runner, but just as quickly as they got him, he is off the base paths and a 1-1 count now to Ruiz. This one's hit over to shortstop. Picked up, six on to three in time for out number two. So in back-to-back pitches, an out was recorded by the Pitts hitters. There's now two away, nobody on in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 5-1 lead for the Pitts hitters here at Witter Field. And taking a look around the league at the out-of-town scoreboard, Duluth and Minot were playing, and it was a 5-2 Duluth victory. Bismarck lost 5-4 against Eau Claire as the first pitch to Mason Onyade is called for strike number one. New man getting warmed up is Charlie Horn for the Pitts hitters. Will likely come in for Griffiths after this inning. 0-1 count is in there on the outside edge. Brings the count 0-2 for Mason Onyade. Thunder Bay hosted La Crosse and won 14-7. Big upset victory. Badlands won 9-1 at home over Mankato. St. Cloud won 2-0 over Wilmer in seven innings in the first game as this pitch misses low to bring it a 1-2 count. La Crosse and Thunder Bay are locked into game number two. It's the bottom of the sixth at Thunder Bay. La Crosse up 9-6. Battle Creek and Kalamazoo are tied at 5 in the bottom of the eighth. Onyade swings and misses at strike number 3. So the Rafters 3 up, 3 down. Once again, no runs on the one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. Quickly finishing up this scoreboard. Wausau up 7-0 at Royal Oak in the bottom of the ninth. Madison up 8-4 at Rockford in the bottom of the sixth. In the bottom of the fifth, Kenosha down 5-4 at home against Fond du Lac. In the bottom of the fifth, in Bismarck, it's 4-1. The Larks have the lead over Eau Claire. Minot hosting Duluth for the second game. It's top of the fifth. It's 6-5, Duluth. Also, in Green Bay, it's top of the fifth inning. 16-2, the Rockers lead over the Chinooks. Rochester down 5-0 on the road at Waterloo. And Badlands up 6-0 in the top of the third over Mankato, while St. Cloud and Wilmer are tied at 0 in the top of the fourth. That's the scoreboard, and we'll hit a quick break. When we come back, more Rafters baseball on WFHR Wisconsin Rap.
During your working years, you know where your income is coming from. But once you retire, you'll have to know how much you can expect from different income sources and how to manage this income to help support a retirement that could last 2 or 3 decades. Your IRA and 401k will be key income sources. How much should you withdraw from these accounts each year? You'll want to pick a withdrawal rate based on various factors such as your age, health, and other sources of income. Next, consider Social Security. You can start collecting benefits at age 62, but your payments will be much bigger if you wait until your full retirement age between 66 and 67. By learning how to maximize your income sources, you can help yourself achieve a comfortable and more rewarding retirement.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open. We'll tell you something good.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the sixth inning, and guess who's back out to work again for the rafters on the mound? Tristan Krusenberry. Yeah, he was very good in the fifth inning. Three up, three down with a strikeout, and he's going up against the 2-3-4 batters here in the top of the sixth inning. It's 5-1 Traverse City. He's missed with the first two pitches as the count rolls to 2-0. Brady Mee up at the plate, followed by Brandon Sanchez and Brett Rosman. Mee, the left-handed hitting designated hitter, takes the 2-0 count outside as it rolls 3-0. And back in the fifth inning, that's the one of the times where the Rafters did allow the leadoff man to reach. In the two innings that they've allowed the leadoff man to reach, three of the game's five runs for Traverse City have scored. And, well, Grady Mee gets walked on four pitches here, so we'll see if this is a big inning for them or not. Krusenberry looking to work through the traffic. He tried to do so in the fourth inning, and he left the bases loaded, but not before two runs came across. So limited the damage relatively well, and Krusenberry, formerly a starter, so he's able to go deeper into games. He's up over 50 pitches at 52 now after going three complete innings. He's got a runner on first base with nobody out in the top of the sixth. He's taking off from first, throw on down to second from Costin, and can't quite get him. Nearly slid past the bag, but just barely keeping a hand on it. Mee is able to pick up his second stolen base of the game. After he stole one in the first inning, Espen Simpson is warming up in the bullpen for the Rafters. It's a 1-0 count with nobody out, runner on second. And the pitch to Sanchez is hit over to third, and looking back to second, Guerrero keeps him on. He'll throw over to first in time for out number one. And that's a big one there as it goes 5-3 in the books and keeps Mee on second base. Now Brett Rosman up to the plate. And Rosman, he has already reached twice today, looking to make it three times. He's got a runner on second with one out in the top of the sixth of a 5-1 ball game. Traverse City looking for back-to-back wins against the Rafters, the out-of-subdivision opponent. The first pitch here misses low and away. Costin blocks it, keeps it in front of him to keep the runner on second. 1-0 the count. Rosman, the right-handed hitting right fielder, comes from Central Arizona Community College. It's a righty-righty matchup. Showing a pickoff attempt, the throw back down to second is picked up by Ruiz, but it was a high throw, and so he wasn't able to apply the tag. Still a 1-0 count. On second, Grady Mee, and as I mentioned, he's already got two stolen bases, so he is a threat to try and steal third. 1-0 count on the way, misses outside. Costin able to pick it up. Rolls 2-0. And the Rafters, this season, they had a three-game win streak going prior to the start of this five-game losing streak. And they were feeling all the momentum, but all of a sudden stolen away as the 2-0 count misses low and outside. And all of that momentum was stolen away on the road at Wausau. They lost 21-7 in 4.5 innings. And the game was concluded as it had reached the necessary innings. 3-0 count on the way. It's high for ball number four, and it is the second walk of the inning for Krusenberry. Puts runners on first and second. Ziggy going out here. He makes the call to the bullpen, and so that will do it for Tristan Krusenberry's night. But Krusenberry, not a bad performance from him. Kept it a relatively close game. He went 3 1/3 innings. He allowed, so far, two runs, but he's got two runners inherited by Simpson, so we'll see what happens. The final line on Krusenberry, 3 1/3 innings. He allows two hits, five walks, while striking out two batters, and he also did not hit any batters with pitches. No balks from him as well. And no wild pitches either, as he faced a total of 17 batters in the game. It brings us to the fifth batter in the order, as it'll be the fourth time up for Cole Prout, taking on the new pitcher, Espen Simpson. And Simpson in for the game. He relieves Krusenberry, hoping to make things happen here with one out in the top of the sixth inning. It's still 5-1 Traverse City. Krusenberry threw a total of 58 pitches. He threw 10 of those pitches in the sixth inning before he was taken out of the game. And Espen Simpson onto the rubber for the Rafters. And Simpson, looking back to earlier in the season and his last time out, I mean, he has been really clicking. He's been one of the better pitchers for the Rafters as of late. And not just as of late, I mean, really this season. And Simpson onto the mound here, and well, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break here when we return on Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I could just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Make a splash this summer on your brand new jet ski. It's Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa's Ride the Wave giveaway. Earn entries now to have a chance to win not one, but two Kawasaki jet skis on June 28th. Also, multiple winners of cash prizes of up to $1,000. On weekends, it's Summer Night Rewards. Receive $25 in free rewards play. And on Sundays, spin the Sunny Money Wheel to win up to $500 in cash. Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, your place to play.
Must be 21. See Ho-Chunk Gaming representative for more details.
Swing for the fences with Solaris Fiber Fast Internet. Whether you're watching the Rafters online or going head to head in your favorite game, we've got the speed to keep you in the zone. No buffering, no strikeouts, just home run service from your hometown team. Proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball Club. Locally owned, locally invested. Get in the game at solaris.net.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the top of the sixth inning here, and the new pitcher on the mound, Espen Simpson, throw down to third, and they try and tag him, but not in time. It's a double steal there, as it is the new pitcher Espen Simpson into the game, and Simpson taking over for Tristan Krusenberry after Krusenberry ended up going 3 1/3 innings. And Simpson onto the mound. He takes over for Krusenberry with now runners on second and third. Gets a swing and a miss on the 2-2 count, and Cole Prout goes down on strikes, and so now a 2-2 count with two away in the top of the sixth inning. And Simpson looking to get things rolling along here. And, well, a big strikeout there of Cole Prout. So the first pitch here is fouled away by Adam Broski to bring it 0-1. 0-1 the count with two outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Simpson looking home, and he's got runners on second and third with two away. And the 0-1 count is a little bit low and brings the count 1-1. Adam Broski at the plate, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Pitts Bitters. He is 1-for-3 in the game. as it was a two RBI single for him back in the first inning. Popped out to third and to first as this pitch is going to miss low for ball number two, a 2-1 count. Runners on second and third for the Rafters. Or for the pit spitters, as this one is popped foul and out of play. And at the plate, Adam Broski. A 2-2 count to Broski. And looking to pick up RBIs 3 and 4 in the game, if he can. Entered the series with 5 RBIs, batting 256. As this pitch is sent over the head of a leaping Akko at first into right field. Here comes one run. Here comes another. And so we have a 7-1 ball game here in the top of the sixth. Traverse City able to pick up a couple of more on the single from Adam Broski. And now it brings up Brooks Sartain to the plate. As Sartain looks to move that runner from first forward. There's two outs in the top of the sixth. This one's lifted down the left field line. Foul territory, racing towards it. Clayton's not able to get there this time. Although he made it a lot closer than I thought he would. So an 0-1 count to Brooks Sartain. Runner on first base with two outs, and the pitch coming here, it misses inside, and it gets away. Runner going off towards second base. It's a wild pitch. And a 1-1 count with two outs, and runner on second base. 1-1 the count with two outs, and Simpson, he's looking home, and runner on second. The 1-1 count here is outside for ball number two. Brings the count 2-1. And Sartain, left-handed hitting third baseman for the pit spitters, entered this series batting 176. He goes to Dallas Baptist University. Native of Fort Worth, Texas. This one fouled down that first base line. And, well, I've never been to Fort Worth myself. However, well, at least checked out the city, I should say. However, I know a couple people from Fort Worth, and they will tell you it is not Dallas. That's a big misconception, and everyone will tell you that much. And they'll get on you about it as well, and I'm sure that Sartain is the same way, as it's a 2-2 count. On the way home, it is on the outside edge, called strike number 3. So two strikeouts in the frame for Espen Simpson, as he allows just the single that sent home the two runners, and it is a 7-1 game in the top of the sixth. We're hitting the bottom of the sixth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. We'll be back with more after this.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until, oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life, but you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You might not be able to escape having this song stuck in your head, but you can escape prediabetes. Go to doihaveprediabetes.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. It's
School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the Rafters down 7-1. It's been a rough game here so far, and the Rafters hoping to turn it around as they got Espen Simpson back in the game there. And 15 pitches from Simpson, he was able to record a pair of strikeouts, although he did allow the two RBI single from Adam Broski that sent home a pair of runners there. And, well, that was after the double steal from both Brett Rosman and Grady Mee. And so, well, it'll be Jack Griffiths back out here. He's already at 89 pitches in the game. And Griffiths is trying to go for the quality start here. The pitch on the way home, it misses outside to Gunnar Myro for ball number one. And, well, it is tough to get a quality start in the Northwoods League. I'll be the first to tell you that, as it has been a few and far between. The Rafters have only seen one quality start from either their pitcher or an opposing pitcher this season. And it was from an opposing starter, as that pitch hits the outside edge to bring it 1-1. So a 1-1 count with nobody out, and the leadoff man, Gunnar Myro. It's the 3-4-5 batters due up, as this one's ripped into left field on the ground through the 5-6 gap, and Gunnar Myro is aboard with a leadoff single here in the sixth inning. There he goes. He keeps the hit streak rolling along, as he's still picked up a hit in every single one of his games so far. It's a leadoff single, as it brings up Eric Parker to the plate. Parker, the right-handed hitting shortstop, well, normally shortstop. He's playing designated hitter today. He's got that runner on first base with nobody out in the bottom of the sixth. Myro on first. He's got a little bit of a leadoff. He's quick, but hasn't stolen too many bases, as that pitch misses outside for ball number one. And the Rafters have a few guys like that, that they get on base and they can steal them, but they don't do it all too often. Myro's one of them. So is Noah Ruiz, is a guy I'd put in that category. 1-0 count. It's outside to bring it 2-0. And then you've got the real base stealers that I talk about. And that would be Mason Onyade and Eric Parker. Both of them are real base stealers. They take off a ton. Chris Diaz is another guy I'd put in that conversation, although he's not in the lineup here. The 2-0 count misses inside, and it brings it 3-0. Couple of other batters that can certainly steal bags pretty well, Royce Clayton and Kobayashi. I'd kind of put them in the same category as both Myro and Ruiz. 3-0 count with the runner on first. Pitch coming home. It's outside for ball number four, and back-to-back base runners reach against Griffiths as the Rafters finally able to do a little bit of damage here. So Eric Parker on for the second time today. That's his second walk of the game. Gunnar Myro advances to second on it. And the mound visit here is Adam Broski will have a slow walk back to the pitcher's mound to talk with Jack Griffiths. Just want to make sure that they're all good to go. It's a 7-1 advantage for the Traverse City Pit Spitters. And Pat Costin going to be the man up at the plate. He's a left-handed batter, so it's a lefty-righty matchup. And you like that, as Pat Costin has struggled a little bit this game, but he had a really good plate appearance back in the fourth inning before striking out. He's got two runners aboard. Runner on first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's a 7-1 ball game. Pitch coming in, it is a little inside for ball number one, and Jack Griffiths struggling with his location here, and I had said probably wouldn't see Griffiths back out for the sixth inning, but trying to get the quality start here. He's almost up over that 100 pitch marker. 1-0 count is on the outside edge, called strike number one, and if he reaches 100 pitches, then he will not be allowed back out in the seventh inning. I don't expect to see him either way, and he did go seven innings against Royal Oak in his first appearance of the season, though. 1-1 count here is fouled straight back, and it brings the count 1-2. Not allowed to start a new inning after you've hit 100 pitches, and along with that, you are not allowed to face a new batter after 110. So a 1-2 count with runners on first and second. Nobody out in the bottom of the sixth in the 7-1 ball game. It's fouled down the third base line and towards the Rafters bullpen. So there's pitch number 100. It's the first time the Rafters have seen a pitcher go 100 pitches, either their own pitcher or an opposing pitcher. And Jack Griffiths, the perfect guy to do so. I mean, he has been great. Another thing that's worth noting is that once a pitcher goes 100 pitches, they have to have, I believe it's 5 full days of rest in between. So 1-2 count is hit over to second base. This could be 2-4-6-3 double play, and that puts two away in the bottom of the sixth. And it brings up Madinako to the plate with a runner on third as Gunnar Miro still was able to advance on it, even though Eric Parker was thrown out at second. Two away, runner on third base. Akko, the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters. Bottom of the sixth inning, and the Rafters down 7-1 here at home, hoping for a win in front of the home faithful. They haven't got one since June 4th, as this pitch is in there for strike number one. Akko at the plate. He is 0-2 in the game. He popped out to first base in the fourth inning, and he grounded into an error back in the second that he reached on. 0-1 count is a little bit low for ball number one. It brings the count 1-1. Griffiths up to 103 pitches. 1-1 count with two away, and that runner on third base. Pitch coming home. This one's ripped in the air towards left field. On the run, the left fielder, and it's in his glove. Had to reach up and snag it. Cole Prout able to bring it in, and that's out number three. So we remain a 7-1 game heading into the seventh as Jack Griffiths has the quality start. We'll come back with more Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
It's the seventh inning here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Rafters and the pit spitters are locked in one where the Rafters are hoping to make a big comeback. They're down 7-1 in the top of the seventh. And Espen Simpson back out there looking to keep rolling along is Tristan Krusenberry. He had 4 runs that were allowed. All 4 were earned, and that finishes up his line. After both of those inherited runners came across, the first pitch from Simpson misses low to Colton Roquemore and brings the count 1-0. And so After Krusenberry's night is over, Espen Simpson looking to cruise along here as that pitch misses low to bring it 2-0. And looking at Simpson and his season this year, it's been one that started off a little rough, his first appearance, but since then he's been pretty dang good and worked his ERA down to 4.76 as that pitch misses for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count to Roquemore. So a 3-0 count on the way home. The lefty-righty matchup misses inside. That's four straight balls to walk the leadoff batter here in the seventh inning. And Simpson, talking about a little more his previous performances, his last time out was at Fond du Lac where he allowed three runs. Only one of them was earned, though, over 2 2/3 innings. He didn't allow a runner to score at Lakeshore on June 10th over one inning. He didn't allow a runner to score on June 5th over three innings. And on June 2nd, he didn't allow an earned run over three innings. As that pitch is in there for strike number one to Alfredo Velasquez. So Simpson's been pretty dang good, to say the least. He's got a runner on first base with nobody out. Here in the top of the seventh, it's 7-1 Traverse City. Pitch on the way home, it's a swing and a foul ball. As it rolls 0-2, and Alfredo Velasquez, the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Pitts Spitters. This is his fourth plate appearance of the game. He's got a pair of walks and a flyout. That was his last time up, where he flew out to left field in the fifth inning. Drew a walk in the fourth and came around to score on it. Takes this pitch a little low for ball number one. It's a 1-2 count, and also drew a walk in the second inning, but was stranded over at first. Got that runner on first base ahead of him, Colton Roquemore. And Roquemore is on for the second time as the 1-2 count looks to come on home. And a check swing here. It is no swing as it missed low for ball number two. A 2-2 count. With the runner on first base. Nobody out in the top of the seventh. The pitch on the way. It is on the outside edge. Called strike number three. Third strikeout of the game for Espen Simpson. As it brings us back to the top of the card with one away and a runner on first base. Aaron Piasecki gets up to the plate appearance. And Espen Simpson looking to keep dealing here as he's already got those three strikeouts. And you look at his strikeout totals this season. He had a four strikeout game at Lakeshore. Pickoff attempt back to first base. And back in time was Colton Roquemore. Just keeps him on the bag there. He had to dive head first, though. So one away, and the pitch from Simpson is a little outside for ball number one and a 1-0 count. Piasecki, he is 1-for-4 in the game tonight. Game number two, and he came around to score on that as this one's popped up left side of the infield. Going back towards the outfield is Guerrero. He'll make the catch, a step inside fair territory on the lip of the outfield grass for out number two. So goes F5 in the books, and it brings up Grady Mee to the plate with a runner on first and two outs in the top of the seventh. A 7-1 lead for the Pitt Spitters as the clouds start to darken the sky after the sun has gone fully behind the stadium and over the horizon. Near the night sky checking on as the pitch here is a swing and a miss. Throw on down to second. The timing beat him, but it was a little off marker, but able to be applied by Mason Oñate anyways, as there is out number three. They catch the runner stealing Pat Costin, his third caught stealing of the season. And that does it for the top of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch coming up here. Rafters down 7-1 on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hi, everyone. Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Econ Electric Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric Inc. now.
Summer is here and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Man, what a dominant outing from Jack Griffiths as he has the second quality start of the season against the Raptors. Griffiths, he gets his another quality start, I should say, for him. I mean, he has been dominant. He's had two quality starts already. That is quality start number three. And I'm not sure if they keep track of that on the league website, but he might be leading the Northwoods League in quality starts with three of them. I mean, he has been incredible, to say the least. His final line on the game as he checks out was six innings pitched, one run allowed. It was earned on four hits, three walks, six strikeouts with one hit batter, no wild pitches, 24 batters faced, and 104 pitches thrown. The new pitcher in, it's Charlie Horn. The first pitch, a ball, as this one misses way inside and over the head of Hiroto Kobayashi all the way to the backstop and brings the count 2-0. Kobayashi leading off the seventh inning here. It's Kobayashi, Guerrero, and Clayton. The 7-8-9 batters due up this inning. 2-0 count on the way home, misses high to bring it 3-0. And Kobayashi, 1-for-2 on the game so far. He had an RBI single back in the fourth inning. 3-0 count on the way. It misses inside for ball number four. And Kobayashi giving him a long stare as eventually he'll toss the bat back to the dugout as he will take his base there. And so a leadoff base runner yet again for the Raptors. The Raptors have had a leadoff base runner reach safely in all seven innings. Every inning, the leadoff man has reached safely, and yet only one run has scored so far. And it's been the base running today that's been a big problem. And not just that, but situational hitting. Kobayashi over there on first base. Pitch coming home to Guerrero. Misses outside for ball number one. Guerrero up at the plate. He's 0-for-2 in the game. Struck out both times so far. Kobayashi, certainly a strong base stealer. He's over there at first. 1-0 count. Misses way outside and gets away from the catcher. That's a wild pitch that sends Kobayashi over to second base. And so it is a runner on second with nobody out here in the seventh inning. But, man, the Raptors have had plenty of runners in scoring position this game. They had a runner on third in the sixth inning. Had a runner on third back in the first inning as well. And just, well, they really haven't been able to send him home. They did score the runner in the fourth inning as that pitch misses for ball number three. It's a 3-0 count. And Charlie Horn really struggling with his command here. Horn, a guy that comes over from Wofford College. 6'2", 200 pounds. Switch hitter, but left-hander on the mound. 3-0 count. Kobayashi takes off. Ball is outside. Throw on down to third. Not in time, and he got there with the slide. So Guerrero is still standing in the batter's box. I thought it was called a ball, but looks like they called it a strike. And so a stolen base for Kobayashi. He's on to third. 3-1 count for Jack Guerrero. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch on the way. This time it's outside for ball number four. And that's back-to-back walks from Charlie Horn as it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. with runners on the corners and nobody out here in the Bottom of the seventh inning. It's a 7-1 Pittsbitters lead in a mound visit as Traverse City will talk things over with Charlie Horn. And they're getting Andrew Cotton warmed up in the bullpen. And you look a little bit at how Horn has done this season. And Horn, a guy that has pitched in six games, and he has certainly struggled. He has an 11.12 ERA on the year. But more recently, he's been able to kind of bring it in. His last time out, he went and recorded two outs without a run allowed. No hits. A couple appearances ago against Rockford. 1 1/3 innings, no runs allowed on two hits and one walk. And at Kalamazoo, in the previous appearance, it was one run in one inning. Now, he's certainly been a guy that can have hits off of him, but just has had those certain appearances really kind of compound on him. And it's been a mix of hits and walks in those appearances. Rafters, a pair of walks so far. First pitch inside to Royce Clayton Jr. Misses for ball number one. And Clayton, 1-for-2 on the game. He singled to lead off the fifth inning, but was caught stealing second. The Rafters being aggressive on the base paths. Have a 1-0 count to Clayton with runners on the corners. This pitch is in there for strike number one. It's a 1-1 count. Guerrero, he's over on first base right now. He was coming off an injury, and that was to his knee, and so maybe a little bit less willing to steal here. On the season, Guerrero just one stolen base. 1-1 count coming home. It's fouled away as it rolls to 1-2 for Royce Clayton Jr. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup. And Charlie Horn relieving Jack Griffiths after his quality start. He's in line for the win here as the Rafters just trying to get some runs on the board. This pitch missing inside to Clayton. Nearly hit him, but didn't quite. He wasn't moving out of the way there. You look at the base stealers this season for the Rafters. It's led by Mason Oñate and Chris Diaz. Second is Noah Ruiz since he's been here all season. 2-2 count is fouled back as it stays 2-2 count. And Ruiz, six stolen bases, but Diaz and Oñate really the two big ones. Oñate, 15 stolen bases, Diaz, 12. And the reason that I counted Parker up there earlier is because he's got five stolen bases and he's only been here about a week. 2-2 count on the way. It misses inside and the count rolls to 3-2. And at least that was entering this series, those numbers were. Parker did steal a base earlier in the fourth inning. So he's now at least tied for third. And this also doesn't include last game stats. 3-2 count. It's high for ball number four. And that's three straight walks from Charlie Horn to load the bases in the bottom of the seventh. And the Rafters showing some fight here as Royce Clayton Jr. draws the walk. Jack Guerrero goes to second. And Hiroto Kobayashi remains on third base. They are loaded back to the top of the order for Noah Ruiz. And Ruiz still looking for RBI number 30 on the season. A righty-lefty matchup. Pitch on the way home. It misses inside for ball number one, Ruiz. He went 0-for-6 in the first game of the series with a walk. And today, he is 0-for-1 with a walk and a hit by pitch. So still looking for that first hit against the Pittsbitters. 1-0 count on the way. This one's a fly ball towards right field. Should be deep enough for at least one run to score. It's caught out there. And the runners from second and third both advancing. And the ball is kept up on the cutoff. It's 7-2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. So the Rafters, they don't go quietly here. They get the sacrifice fly that they need. And Noah Ruiz is officially up to 30 RBIs on the season. First one in the Northwoods League to 30. And he is more than happy to pick that one up. Jack Guerrero goes over to third base as Hiroto Kobayashi scored Royce Clayton Jr. stayed on first. It brings up Mason Onyade with runners on the corners and one away. This pitch outside for ball number one. It's a 1-0 count. Still bottom of the seventh here, but 7-2 after that run came across. The runner on first is Royce Clayton Jr. He's a guy that can certainly steal some bases. We'll see if he tries to take off here. 1-0 count on the way home. It is in there for strike number one. And Clayton over at first, it's similar to Guerrero. Guerrero had a knee injury that kept him out a couple of games. Well, Royce Clayton, he came back from a hamstring injury a couple days ago, but back in good condition here and ready to go. We'll see if he tries to take off. 1-1 count. Breaking ball on the outside edge makes it 1-2. Onyade at the plate. He's 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the first inning on one that he was just able to reach first on. 1-2 count with one away to the left-hander from Pensacola State as this one misses low and brings it 2-2. Onyade, the shortstop tonight, an on-base machine to say the least, but he entered the series with 10 RBIs and a .327 batting average. Lefty-lefty matchup, 2-2 count, misses outside. It's a 3-2 count to Onyade. And already three walks in the game from Charlie Horn. He might make it four, but we'll see what happens. Horn trying to limit the damage. 3-2 count on the way. This one's hit towards right field. It's dropping down and will get into the outfield grass for a hit. And Royce Clayton trying to advance over to third base. It bounces off of him and gets away and allows Mason Onyade to advance to second. It's an RBI single from Mason Onyade, sends home Jack Guerrero, and makes it 7-3 in the seventh inning. And a batter coming up to the plate now, it's Gunnar Miro. Gunnar Miro back up to the plate here. And before that, it looks like we are going to have a call to the bullpen as that ends Charlie Horn's night as he faced just the five batters. We're going to hit a quick break. When we come back, more Raptors baseball on WFHR Wisconsin.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Raptors Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
It's the top of the eighth inning here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Raptors are going to get to face a new pitcher after Charlie Horn faced just five batters and the final line for him. Now, not quite final yet, but nearly final. He's went one-third of an inning, he allowed one hit, three walks, no strikeouts, no hit batters, one wild pitch, five total batters faced on 24 pitches. And at the moment, he's got two runs allowed, both were earned. However, he has runners on second and third with one out to hand it off to Andrew Cotton. Royce Clayton Jr. over at third base after Onyade's single, and Jack Guerrero just came around to score. It's 7-3 in the bottom of the seventh. This pitch in there called for strike number one to Gunnar Myro. Myro, the right-handed hitting outfielder for the Raptors, he's in center field tonight. He's 1-for-3 in the game. He singled back in the sixth inning. Led off the inning with the single. The 0-1 count to him with one away is inside for ball number one. Moves it back even at 1-1. And Andrew Cotton on the mound for the Pit Spitters. He's a right-hander, 6'5", 250 from East Tennessee State. A junior from Lexington, South Carolina. Hoping to get rolling along here after Charlie Horn really struggled with his command. 1-1 count is fouled away by Myro to bring it 1-2. And Cotton, you look at what he's done this season, he has struggled maybe a little bit more than Charlie Horn has. A 27 ERA in three appearances. He recorded one out and walked two batters in his first appearance. 1-2 count on the way home to Gunnar Myro. Righty-righty matchup. This one's hit towards right field, and that gets down for an opposite field hit. Here comes one run. Here comes another. The cutoff, the throw home. It is not in time, and two runners score. Two RBI single from Gunnar Myro. And back-to-back-to-back RBIs have the Raptors back in this one. It's 7-5 in the bottom of the seventh. Royce Clayton Jr. scores from third.